Blog Talk Radio.
Who I am, but let me tell you, brothers and sisters, I want you to know, no matter what, you got to know what the word says. Everything going to be okay.
Dalay, what's up, baby?
What's up, brother?
It's your boy, man. Tight as shower, man. You in town? I heard you was in the water, too, man.
Yeah, man. I'm in here, too.
Cool, man. But look, come swing by the studio with me, man. I got this great record. I want you to feature on with me, man. Meet me up 2:30, 2 o'clock or so. You know, we'll chop it up. I'll see you there.
Give me the address.
I'm going to shoot you the address through the text.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Word at Noon. Something happened to the audio, so you all bear with me here for a moment, and we're going to see if we can kind of get it back. This is something we were listening to. It's going to be all right, okay?
Yeah. It's going to be all right. Oh, my own. You stay right by my side.
part I like. What he done for me, he will do for you. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon again. I'm going to apologize for the audio, and but we tried to get it back, and we were able to get it back, and I'm not going to play the whole thing, but anyway. I'm so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor if she would give us a word of prayer. Then we're going to ask Evangelist Renee if she would be so kind to give us the word she got today, what kind of sandwich she made today, what kind of sandwich she want to share with us today, what she going to put on it today. And that after Pastor Bill have finished praying, we're going to ask Evangelist Renee if she'll come for him.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Yes, everything is going to be all right. I like the part where he said, you made my life brand new. And never left me lonely. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. Praise God. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Galatians 5. And, oh, hold on a second, I'm sorry. I want a foundational scripture, but I was reading something altogether different here. I think it's foundational scripture is Galatians 5:18. Is that correct,
Pastor? Okay. That's right.
Okay, so I wanted to read Galatians 5:18 and also verse 26. Galatians 5:18. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. If ye be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. And then Galatians 3:26 says, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we come before you thanking you for your word today, thanking you, Father God, for this broadcast, thanking you for the listeners and our pastor and those who participate, Father God. Lord, we give you praise today, for you are worthy to be praised every day. Father God, for this word, your word keeps us on the straight and narrow path of righteousness. Father God, your word teaches us to be spiritual. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we are thankful to you, Father God, because you are in control of the situation, Father God. We hear so much on social media to try to shake our faith, but we're trusting in you, for your word says to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and you shall direct our path, Father God. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to trust in you, because your scripture also tells us in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord according to his purpose. Yeah. Father God, help us to stay in your word, meditate on your word, and allow your word to be in the lining of our heart where no one can touch it. And we just give you praise. We're thanking you for your spirit, thanking you that we know we have to be spiritual, and all our teaching, our learning is about our eternal life, Father God. And Lord, we just want to give you praise. Now, Lord, we ask that you bless those that are sick and shut in. Bless those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. Be with the bereaved families, Father God, and have your way. Open up our hearts and our minds to receive the word today. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank you, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. We're going to ask Evangelist Renee should come for. I think she's clicked in. Okay. All righty. I'm not able to hook up Evangelist Renee, I guess. Tried to click her in here. Okay. All right, thank you so much.
I was muted.
Oh, okay. All right.
My bad. Okay, go back. Okay, it's coming. No. Yes. My first piece of bread is 2 Samuel 7:22 from the King James Version. Therefore, thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee.
Mm-hmm.
What? Neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amen.
Second piece of bread will be coming from Proverbs 11, chapter 24th verse. There is that scattered and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meant. But if abiding to property. Let me read that again, please. There is that scattered and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is met, but it abideth to property. That was Proverbs 11:24.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me go. Let's see. On the second piece of bread, I'm going to. It's going. I just did that. What is going on with my thumb from here? The devil is a lie.
Amen. Yes, he is. By the most.
It'll be coming from John 1, 14th verse. The Word became human and lived among us.
Mm-hmm.
We saw His glory. It was the glory that the Father shares with His only Son of glory, full of kindness and truth. That was John 1. 14. In between this bread, we're going to put, we are more than conquerors. By His stripes we are healed.
Yeah.
Our God is good all the time.
Yes, He is.
There's another one. We are more than conquerors. By His stripes we are healed.
Yes.
There's a lot of that. I just stuffed it with by that stripes we are healed.
Mm-hmm.
Can't have too much of that. But God is good all the time.
Amen.
I just thank Him for His blessings. He's just good all the time. We thank Him for His word.
Yeah.
We thank Him for all His many blessings. Mm-hmm. In Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah,
well,
that was good.
That's one of them kind of Big Macs, you know, where you get 3 pieces of bread and meat on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you for that, Evangelist Renee. And appreciate to the highest. We're talking about God's will is that we be spiritual, brothers and sisters. And as we look at this, I want you to know the reasons why we're to be spiritual, and it would take us, oh God, months and months to really get into all the reasons why. So on yesterday, we was sharing a little about the contrast with the flesh and the spirit. And because yesterday was Thankful Thursday, and we got into a little bit, but remember, we're living by the law of the spirit of life. Why? Because that have made you free from the law of sin and death. See, there's two laws out here, pretty much, just kind of like, and more than two, so let me be correct with that. But there's basically two laws. Either you're going to live by the law of the spirit of life, or you're going to live by the law of the flesh.
Amen.
That's it. That's pretty much it, brothers and sisters. So, you're going to either operate with everything fleshly, and there's some spirits that operate in the flesh, or you're going to operate in the things of Christ, which is spirit.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
See? So, we are to follow after the spiritual things. The spiritual things. Why do you think God gave us spiritual gifts? So we can follow after spiritual things.
Mm-hmm.
Why you think he gave us all of these things pertaining to the spirit so we can be spiritual?
Yeah.
The whole idea is that we be spiritual. That is God's will, brothers and sisters. And I wanted to finish the contrast, but the foundational scripture, I'm going to ask the pastor, she'll read Romans 8. And verse 14, God's Word, and out of the Message Bible, mainly out of God's Word, because King James says this: "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Not everybody, but they that are led. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So if you are, you is. That's all predicated on if you're living after the Spirit. Because for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if ye through the Spirit, do you modify the deeds of the body, and you shall live. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And from God's Word, Romans 8:14. Excuse me one second, I went too far. Certainly, all who are guided by God's Spirit are God's children. Amen. And that was just 14, Pastor?
I might have went a little farther. I think I went on down to 17.
Oh. I'll continue to read.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, with that 14th verse, it says, certainly all who are guided by God's Spirit are God's children. You haven't received the spirit of slaves that led you into fear again. Instead, you have received the spirit of God's adopted children by which we call out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. If we are his children, we are also God's heirs. If we share in Christ's suffering in order to share his glory,
we are heirs together with him. Amen.
I guess that's why I love 1 Corinthians 2:15, that said, but he that is spiritual judges all things, and yet he himself judges of no man. See, we're not judged by the natural thing. Why? Because the natural man receive not the things of God. They don't receive the things of the Spirit of God. They don't receive that. Matter of fact,
amen.
If they did, that's foolishness to them.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Even if they did, the Bible says, because they are spiritually discerned. God's stuff is spiritual, brother and sister. You got to understand it spiritually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. God wants worship in spirit. Everything going forward after you are baptized, I'm going to say this 2 or 3 times. After you are baptized in the Spirit of God, going forward, you are spiritual. Everything is spiritual then. That's why he said, therefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. The flesh is over now.
Amen.
Even though you've known Christ like that, don't know him like that no more. But after the Spirit, 2 Corinthians 5:16-17. See, if you read 16, it gives you light on 17. But don't try to do 17 without doing 16.
2 Corinthians 17.
So don't be trying to do 17 without doing 16. Because you got to know God after the Spirit, not after the flesh. Everybody won't know him after. No, that ain't how you know him. You know him after the Spirit. These are spiritual things. What we're governed by, what we're judged by, what we operate under is spiritual.
Amen.
That's why you want to be led by the Spirit, because that's where life is at. Your life, your life is in the Spirit, man. Your eternal life is in the Spirit. It's not in the flesh. It's not in the things of the flesh. That's another reason God wants you to be spiritual minded.
Amen.
And if you're carnal minded, you won't see this stuff. So it's necessary for you to become spiritual minded. The law can't justify you. The only thing justify you or make you right is the Spirit or being in the Spirit. The only thing can make you right. I don't care about you having your name on somebody's church roll. That will not make you right. I don't care how much money you pay. So why are you wasting your time with this stupid stuff? It's foolishness. It's senseless. Why? I'm telling you, man. It's pointless. It's pointless. Why waste your time doing all that stuff? And for what? Go figure it out. Well, why am I doing this? Why am I doing that? Well, because you like it? Oh, that's your reasoning? Oh, I feel good. Oh, so that's why you do that?
Have mercy, Lord.
You know, the law don't impact your faith. That's why I like living by grace, because Christ is full of grace. So when you're living by the Spirit, you're living by the grace of God. That's what you're really living by. Not just saying it, but doing it. The law can't make you perfect. The only thing that's going to make you perfect is being in Christ, which is living by the Spirit of God. It enables a man to live right. That's what's enable you to live right. It's the Spirit of God.
All right, say that.
That's what enable us to obey. See, before, I wasn't obeying the Spirit laws. I just obeyed the flesh laws if I choose to. And that's another thing. Put a pin right there because I want you to know. You know, because you have the law don't mean you're going to obey it.
Amen.
And even the law of the spirit of life, which has set you free, that doesn't mean you're going to obey it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what that means. But once you walk in the things of Christ, you will begin to obey it.
Yeah.
Because Christ became truly your head.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because see, just like Christ didn't submit to Satan, you won't submit to Satan. You know what? Because you're in Christ.
I've been reading
a scripture because I like Hebrews 7 too. You know, in Hebrews 7, I think it's, let me go look, find it. Hebrews 7 and 18. If you read that, Pastor, out of, we'll just keep it like we got it. Hebrews 7 and 18. I read it out of King James. You can read it out of the Message Bible. Or even out of God's Word. Both of them is good. Because I want you to get what it's really saying here. For there is very no disannul of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitableness of. And 19 verse says, for the law made nothing perfect. That's what I was looking for. It's the 19th verse. It says, for the law made nothing perfect, but brightened in a better hope did by that which we draw nigh unto God.
Mm-hmm. Praise God, praise God. From the Message Bible. Verses 18 and 19. The former way of doing things, a system of commandments that never worked out the way it was supposed to, was set aside. The law brought nothing to maturity. Anyway, Jesus, a way that does work, that brings us right into the presence of God, is put in its place. Amen, amen. Oh, that's deep. Mm. And from God's Word, 18 and 19, the former requirements are rejected because they are weak and useless. Moses' teachings couldn't accomplish everything that God required. But we have something else that gives us greater confidence and allows us to approach God. Amen.
Yeah. See, living by all this other stuff, you will never mature. You will never be grown. How about that?
Amen.
Doing all this other stuff will not cause you to be grown. The only guarantee we have is in Christ, which is a better covenant built on better promises that actually really works. You want to know the truth? Because all this other stuff won't do it, brothers and sisters. Been there, done that. Keep all the rules you want until the Spirit of Christ becomes evident in your life, until it set up resident in your life.
Yeah.
You'll walk around here with attitude and you don't even know why.
Right.
You'll walk around here with unforgiveness in your heart and you'll be like, well, why can't I forgive that person?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because you don't have the Prince of Peace in you.
Yes.
See, you're still operating under that old priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
But once you start operating in Christ or in the Spirit of God, then you're able to overcome those things. So I'm excited. I'm excited about what the Word is going to teach us, especially on next week, brothers and sisters. I can't wait, man, because we will be talking about the spiritual things. We will be showing the contrast between the flesh and the spirit. Because I'm going to tell you something else. The only thing that's going to cause you to be alive with Christ so you'll know He's alive right now is the Spirit of God. See, if you're not involved in certain things, you won't even know it. And this, I'm gonna give somebody a word right now. If you pay attention, a lot of people don't even know. the Ku Klux Klan is set up like the Masonic, like the Mason, the Eastern Star. So you got like a grand wizard.
My Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, no, that grand wizard can't be touched. The only way you know that there's a grand wizard, you got to be in touch with somebody that's in touch with somebody that's in touch with somebody that's in touch. You'll never get a hand wrong. You'll never know that. Why am I telling you this? Because you got to be in touch.
All right.
I know somebody wonder, what this got to do with the law? Listen, brothers and sisters, I'm trying to tell you. If you're not into the Spirit of God, you won't know the things of God.
Amen.
How you know President, and I don't know, if something happened to me, y'all know what I said, but how you know President Trump is not the grand wizard? Who told you he's not? Are you in touch with the people that's in touch? How you know? How you know he's just not giving the order? Because you'll never see the grand wizard, because the grand wizard never put on the uniform, because if he did, you'd identify him. So he can't be identified. He can't risk that.
All right now.
But if you're in touch with somebody that's in touch with somebody that's in touch, then when you come out of the Masonic Hall, everybody look the same. But when you go into the hall where the Eastern, you don't know who until you get in the room. No, I'm not doing your average preaching. I just want you to see something. I'm trying to make a point. Unless you're involved, you won't know.
That's right.
Maybe that was a bad analogy.
That's right.
How you gonna know who the grand wizard is if you're not in touch with somebody that's in touch? So you got different levels. You
that's
got different
right.
levels.
Mm-hmm.
You just made so you may just know at the first level. You just may know people at the second level. And you'll never know the people at the 12th level until you get to the 10th level.
That's right.
Now, when I go back and I read this stuff to you, I want you to understand in 1 Corinthians 2, that natural man receive not the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can they know them, because they are spiritually understood or discerned. But he that are spiritual judge all things. He himself is judge of no man. Then he said this, for who have known the mind of the Lord, that ye may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So you got to be in touch. You got to know. The natural man won't receive the things of the Spirit because they don't know. Seems foolishness.
Amen.
See, just like the grand wizard. To a lot of people, that may seem foolishness to you. But if you go back and do your research, even on your dollar bill, see, they'll tell you in a heartbeat that George Washington was a Mason. And then S. Ku Klux Klan will tell you that he was a grand wizard. Instead of the grand master, they'll say he was a grand wizard. Now, I know how y'all may do this differently, but let me explain to you what I'm really saying. I want you to really get this. I want you to really understand it. Because sometimes you got to read between lines, man.
That's right.
But you never know. Unless you have a connect direct. So a lot of times what goes on in society, unless you did your research, you won't know unless you're directly in touch.
That's right. Amen.
And I'm saying this because there may be those that not know the truth. But I lie not, brothers and sisters. If you're not directly, and when I say directly, I mean directly, in touch with the people on top, you wouldn't even know. Well, stop and think about a corporation. Maybe I show it to you that way. Think about the corporation. How you know who's the president of the company unless they show their picture? Now, if they don't show you their picture, you won't know because you never up
That's
there.
Right. That's
See,
right.
See, you're never in that board meeting. You don't know who's running what.
That's
but
right.
But once you get in, They did a show, for instance. I'm going to show you this because I really want somebody to understand the spiritual side of this. They did a show one time, and it was called the. It was where the boss was hidden. You didn't know who the boss was, so he came down there. He worked along. The people didn't know who that man was and the man in the moon. They didn't know.
Right. Mm-hmm, that's right. Mm-hmm.
You remember that show, Pastor? It might still be
yes,
on television.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes.
But the only way... Okay, you remember that show,
yes.
Pastor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, but so the boss man came in, worked all with the people. They didn't bit more know who he was or she was. They did a woman, too. Didn't bit more know. But the point of it... Unless you in touch with the Spirit of God, you don't know. You don't know what's going
Amen.
On.
That's right.
Unless you really into the Spirit of God. Now, you can say all day long, I know the boss man, and you're probably right, because a lot of people know Michelle Obama. As a lot of people
yeah.
know Barack Obama. There's a lot
yeah.
of people know, I don't know, I don't know. They know all these people. The point, though,
mm-hmm.
is do they know you? See, because
nope.
you know them, that don't mean nothing. Do
mm-hmm.
do you know, do they know you? You got that. See, when you know somebody, you got all the information. You just don't see them on TV. You just don't listen to their music.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Fred Hammond. He came and he did this performance. Okay, but do you know him? Do you have enough? Can you call him?
Ooh.
See, that's a big.
Yeah,
can you call him? Can
yeah.
he call you? Do you have your number locked in? I mean, you say you know him. Prove it. Let me know. Show me you know him. Same thing with
mm-hmm.
being in the Spirit of God. When you're in the Spirit of God, you don't need a bunch of rules and regulations to show you what to do. You already know. You're going to do the right thing.
That's
your
right. That's right.
Right there. You're not gonna do me any harm.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't finna hide
yeah.
behind no bulletproof glass. You ain't finna hide behind no bulletproof vest. You ain't finna hide behind
mm-hmm.
other folks.
Amen.
You know, going back talking about Masons and Eastern Stars and stuff. You don't know who the potentate, because you don't know they hide behind walls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like the Grand Wizard. You don't know who he is because he hide behind a wall.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You got to understand that, brothers and sisters. But now, if you're close enough and you know enough, and then some people get close enough to point somebody out, but then they don't get close enough to know that they know that they know because they ain't been in that
mm-hmm.
room. And that's the
right.
same thing with by the Spirit of God. A lot of people, they'll think, oh, because they're jumping up and down and they shouting, oh, that person there got the Spirit. I mean, they
mm-hmm.
got no Spirit. Ain't what that means.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But anyway,
right.
I didn't really get off track, but I was trying to make a point. And the point is, brothers and sisters, everybody's not in the Spirit. Everybody say, Lord, Lord, ain't going to make it. To you, it may
yeah.
seem like they got it.
Mm-hmm.
I have people tell
mm-hmm.
me, I want you to meet this sister. She's a saved sister. Hallelujah. And they get to talking. I mean, from the way that person talks, it's like, wow, this is a real brother here. I want you to meet this brother right here. I say, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then don't convince me he's saved. Let the Spirit show me he's saved. See, that's another thing. I'm talking about wins. Let's give the Spirit a chance to do some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not because, he can sing. Not because he go to the same church you go to. Because he wear these same clothes you wear. See, they get all off into that and you think, boy, that person really. And you begin to trust him with your life. Don't do it, brothers and sisters.
Say that.
Because whatever in you will come out of you, then we all going to know.
Yeah, hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
And everybody going to be apologizing. Well, I didn't know he'll do that. Man, really? Yeah. That's what the Grand Wizard does. He does things like that. You wouldn't know. How you going to know who the Grand Wizard is? How you know?
You don't.
How you know he ain't? How you know he is?
All right.
I ain't finna trust him.
All right.
Now, God bless you all. We'll see. What's today? Friday. We'll see y'all for the review. But we may have a special program here Sunday. I'll let y'all know. But meanwhile, Pastor, you got anything you want to say before we dismiss?
I just wanted to read that from the Message Bible, that 1 Corinthians 2, verses 14 through 16. It says, the unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gifts of God's Spirit. There's no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness. Spirit can be known only by Spirit. God's Spirit and our spirits in open communion, spiritually alive, we have access to everything God's Spirit is doing and can't be judged by unspiritual critics. Isaiah's question, is there anyone around who knows God's Spirit? Anyone who knows what he's doing has been answered. Christ knows, and we have Christ's Spirit. Amen. I just wanted to just reiterate what you were saying, Pastor, that the unspiritual person can't receive those spiritual things or even accept it, for that matter, because they want to touch it. They want to feel it. They, you know, to be spiritual, you just got to trust and believe.
Yeah, well, see, the only thing, you gonna have to get it like everybody else got it. And that's being initiated through faith.
All right, now, there you go.
Now, God was showing me something, because in Exodus 20, 21, remember there's a dark cloud before you get to God. See, that's that space where you go and you have to trust God. That's what faith does.
Mm-hmm.
That's that dark.
Yes.
That's why that dark cloud is there.
Yes. All right.
I don't know who went and read that, but I was hoping somebody read that. I want you to know. See, there's a dark cloud there. So why you got to go there? Because it's between there and God where you got to learn to trust God. See, Moses didn't mind going. He trust God like that. Everybody else stood back. Now, I ain't going to be able to do this here.
Right. Amen.
But because you know Christ, and we have Christ's Spirit, we don't have no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't know Christ, you got some problems. You got some issues. Sharon, you have a word. Okay.
You said Exodus 20, Pastor.
Yeah, that was Exodus 20 and 21.
I thought I heard Evangelist Sharon. Is she still on with us?
I don't know.
Yes, Pastor, I am.
Okay. Yeah.
Good.
Do you have a word?
No, Pastor. I'm just overwhelmed with the word that's being spoken.
Huh?
No, I'm just overwhelmed with the word that's being spoken. It's so true.
Amen. And
happy
praise.
Amen. So I'll read Exodus 20, 20 and 21 from the King James. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. Amen. And from the Message Bible, Moses spoke to the people, don't be afraid, God has come to test you and instill a deep and reverent awe within you so that you won't sin. The people kept their distance while Moses approached the thick cloud where God was. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
See, so that thick dark cloud, that's where faith is, brothers and sisters. That's when God allowed you to express your faith. If you're going to trust him, you'll get closer.
Amen. Yeah.
God is behind it. But if you, God gives you the same opportunity to give everybody else, you got to have faith, brothers and sisters.
That's right. Got to.
It's the only way it works.
That's right.
I want to thank each and every one of you all, and we will see you all Sunday for the review.
Amen. God